711 at WTOP. And if you're a person looking to buy a home, you know it's been tough to find something out there and win the bidding game. But this market, which is hot for sellers, could soon offer an advantage to buyers. And that's what we're going to talk about now with Ron Citrin, who's joining us from Long & Foster. Well, thanks for being here, Ron. And first of all, let's start with, what are we seeing in the market right now?
Right now? So this is where we begin that transition from the spring market to the summer market. And to really understand that transition, you have to think back to January and February, when we had tremendous amount of pent-up buyer demand, a cold winter, very few listings coming on the market. So as March took place, every time a new property came on up for sale, multiple buyers were jumping on it to satisfy that pent-up demand. And we saw a lot of multiple offers, price increases and bidding wars, and a lot of frustrated buyers. So that's been going on now March, April, and May. So much of that's run its course. And if you have to think of it as like an arc, and sort of as we transition into the summer months, we're sort of at the peak of that arc now.
It sounds like if you've been a seller, though, you've been in really good shape for the last month or so, right?
Sellers have been enjoying this. Half of the homes listed for sale sold within 15 days or less. Many people got very close to their asking price, and depending on how they priced it, many even above their list price, which made a lot of sellers very happy.
And many of us know how stressful it is to buy a home, and when you're out there, you're looking for one, you put in your bid, you kind of get that little bit of attachment to the home, that's why you're putting the bid in, then you don't get the bid. Is there any good news on the horizon for buyers when it comes to trying to get that home?
So this is that transitional point where we're starting to enter the summer months. The inventory now, the pent-up demand that we talked about that was here in the beginning of the year, much of that's been satisfied now. So we still have, obviously there's a lot of demand, but not this big pent-up demand. So the inventory is beginning to build up. I would expect from, the next several months, this is a good opportunity for a buyer that's had trouble getting a home to get one, because it should be a little less competitive than it had been.
Any advice for buyers who might be jumping in there again? What do you tell someone who says, I'm looking for something, what do I do?
Well, you still have to always want to be pre-approved in advance. And when you find the home you love, act fast, because if you like it, someone else likes it too, and you want to seal the deal before someone else has the opportunity to.
As always, thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you.
All right, Ron Citrin of Long & Foster joining us, and you can follow Ron on Twitter. It's @RonCitrin. That's